This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. Closing arguments are underway in the federal corruption trial of Edwin Edwards, the colorful former Louisiana governor. He denies being part of an extortion plot tied to riverboat gambling licenses. The trial has involved tales of cash handoffs in dumpsters, secretly recorded conversations, and former friends of the governor who testified against him. John McGinnis is publisher of Louisiana Political Facts Report, and he's covering the trial. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The charges against the former governor are very complicated. What exactly is he accused of doing?
He's accused not so much of rigging licenses, but of making these casino developers believe he can do that, extorting them into thinking that they need to pay him or they won't get their license. So, and it involves five different riverboat schemes going back over during a time while Edwards was out of office and just after he left office.
He has spent $704,000 to $872,000 more in cash than he reported making.
The government did a prodigious job of going back and tracking all of his cash payments and bank records over the last 10 years or so, and they came up saying there's that large gap of cash that had to come from somewhere, and they're saying it came from these cash payoffs.
That's a lot of found funds.
There's a lot of money, yeah. They should put on proof that he paid over $500,000 in cash to various architects, decorators, and tradesmen on his home here in Baton Rouge. And a pretty extravagant lifestyle and a pretty sensational testimony for the jury.
Federal prosecutors have tried and failed to convict him several times. Why might this time be different?
Well, there was one other case, which was essentially a paper case in the 80s. This time you got live witnesses, you have the voice of Edwin Edwards caught on tape, and you've got all this money that they've been able to track him spending. And Edwards, in his own defense, did a pretty good job of explaining himself, but it really came down to Edwards' word on tape versus Edwards' word live trying to explain himself.
It's not good when your friends testify for the prosecution.
Yeah, that's really tough. One of them was one of his old poker buddies from the mansion. One was his son's best friend, and then Eddie DeBartolo, who he'd had a long history with the DeBartolo family. And these are people that said that, yeah, they gave money to Edwards. They had agreements with him, and Edwards is saying that especially DeBartolo is just lying to save himself from going to jail himself or paying a huge fine.
Edwards says this is gambling money.
Yeah, that he was very lucky at the tables, you said, over the years. He gambles every year and in large sums. And the government went back and tracked it all and showed that he did win over $1 million in gambling over the last 10 years net, but that he spent a lot more.
Well, it is sort of gambling money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Gambling money one way or the other.
He's been able to charm people in the past.
Yes, he has been. In his first trial, he was very good on the stand. He had the jury laughing back in the 80s. This time, he had some people in the audience laughing, but the jurors hardly cracked a smile. I know one columnist compared them to the statues on Easter Island. Pretty tough crowd, very impassive. A lot of that has been that the judge has worked real hard to keep a tight lid on this case, and the media, too.
Does Edwards' style still go over down there?
Yeah, even though he lost a lot of his political support years ago, there's still a big reservoir of goodwill toward him just for him being the engaging character he is. And even if people believe he committed crimes that he got away with for this long, they feel the government shouldn't be following him into retirement. But that's on a personal level. I'm not sure that the jury is really factoring that in after the end of a long trial like that. They have really focused on this case.
So it's tougher to give him a pass now?
It may be also in that there's, you know, a 27-count indictment, and there's a tendency in big cases like that, a jury to think even if they don't get you on the big racketeering conspiracy count, they may believe you did something and convict him of a minor charge. So it's going to be tough for him to walk out of the courthouse a free man, but there's still a lot of people in this town who think he's going to do that.
How do the dumpsters figure in there?
One of the witnesses said that he threw cash payoffs in a dumpster for one of Edwards' alleged co-conspirators to pick up. The government was saying he was doing this because he was angry at being extorted and wanted them to get dirty as they went for the money. That was, you know, there was various places where money was left, and dumpsters on the West Bank of New Orleans was one of them.
You sure have plenty to write about there, don't you?
Yeah, this has been an engrossing trial, and of course it's also been the end of this long personal saga of Edwin Edwards, who took office 28 years ago, and he's dominated Louisiana politics over the last 30 years or so. So even though he's not the political power he was, he's still kind of a mythic figure in Louisiana politics, and this will be the final story. Either he gets away one last time or they nail him in the end.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Bob.
John McGinnis is publisher of Louisiana Political Facts Report. He's covering the trial of former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards.